Every Friday morning at Layla G. Frederick Middle School in Dorchester, some students walk out from their classroom and step on a yoga mat.
Ready? Go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Apparently, this is not a typical still and silent meditation beginning like most of the yoga classes out there. Instead, it is a shakedown to calm, according to Karen Shanti, a volunteer yoga teacher for the class.
You shake one hand and then the other and then one foot and the other, and you count down from 10. And at the end, you're moving really quickly and screaming really loudly and you're using a lot of energy. I think oftentimes these kids don't get enough movement and they're not challenged to move around.
Shanti is a Boston-based yoga teacher with 8.5 years teaching experience. Last year, she became a volunteer for Hands to Hearts Yoga Center. It is a nonprofit organization that provides free yoga classes for people living in poverty and trauma. As for the kids in Shanti's class, they all have different levels of social and emotional challenges. Patrick Harrison is one of the teachers for these kids.
Some students are on the autism Asperger spectrum and have, in addition to some learning gaps, a lot of social-emotional learning challenges. In addition, there's a large chunk of our students who have behavioral-based disabilities as a result of often long-standing trauma or other challenges that are related to processing language, which can sometimes make it hard for them to understand oral directions.
According to the Layla G. Frederick Middle School's website, 93% of their students come from low-income families, and 96% of the student population are either African-American or Latino. While stressed out about school like their peers, the students are also carrying worries from home. Shanti.
They almost need yoga more than your average person that goes to a yoga studio. They could be living with abusers. They could be living in places where they're not safe. I really love teaching these kids because I find that they're like little sponges, and that they don't even know when they're absorbing things that are going to later be helpful to them.
Let's all together, deep breath in, no, deep breath out.
In this yoga class, you can hear everyone's voices, and this is something that you cannot experience in a traditional studio yoga class.
Oftentimes in a yoga class in a studio, students walk in quietly, they roll out their mat, they do the class, and then they quietly roll up their mat and they leave.
That is Susan Lovett, the founder of Hands to Hearts Yoga Center.
In our classes, we do introductions. There's often time after the class for a discussion or to answer questions. What we're trying to do is make it as accessible as possible to people. And all of our yoga is trauma-informed, so we are not putting our hands on students. All the cues are invitational.
The Hands to Hearts Yoga Center also customizes its classes to the population. For the yoga students at Layla G. Frederick Middle School, the class is filled with interactions and games.
50. Yeah!
Lots of the students in this class have already taken yoga for more than 1 year. Derek Rogers is one of them.
It helped me stay calm and forget all the worries I had.
What are the worries you have?
Yeah, some stuff at home, most of that.
So what is going on at home?
Well, right now I'm living with my aunt because we have to move to find a better house.
Like Rogers, Kiara Apia is also living with her aunt. She says her dad is somewhere else and her mom is now living in heaven. For Apia, who tends to be worried a lot, yoga is a calming pill.
Sometimes I'm concerned about, oh, what if my test grade isn't good, or things I have to worry about at home. Like, oh, I have to worry about this or that. So I like to do yoga because I think it really takes away the stressfulness and just calms me.
So you want to lay down flat and you want to take your arms down by your sides. Spin your palms.
Apia says things are really going better now. She hopes to go to a good high school and then a really good college like Harvard University. She wants to become a professional dancer. If not, the backup plan is a hairstylist. For these kids, yoga is not only a type of exercise, it is a tool that can help them find peace, safety in their world. For Boston Quarter, I'm Jiaxun Fan.